Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A New Day Show. Hope and Amic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, coming to you from Brookfield, Connecticut. Thank you for stopping by to spend this time with me this morning. My gift to you is a poem from Edmund McNeil. Edmund O'Neill, excuse me.
I've come from far away.
To take away. Each day we live is an opportunity
to
a new world.
I wanna be more.
This day has never before been seen. To arrive fresh each morning, offering all the hope and promise of a fulfilling future. Our special dreams meet successful achievement, where challenges are the inspiration and insight. A world where love in all its diversity of expression is a constant life. A new beginning. A new world of our hopes, a potential each day offers
now
us, a potential we each deserve and have.
All love, the tears and joy is gained.
Want to thank you for joining me this morning. I have a call. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dynamic Daphne. This is Paul Lawrence Fan. How are you doing this morning?
Well, hello, Paul. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Yes, I'm calling you.
I'm calling you Wednesday morning.
Yes, I'm calling you to throw my support behind you 100% with your new show, A New Day, and to let everyone out there listening know that this is the show they should listen to. You do a great
Thank
job.
Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to be on this inaugural call here.
I beg your pardon?
I said I wanted to be on this inaugural call with you so I can share in the gifts that you are delivering to the listeners.
Yes, and if there is anyone else there who is listening, Mr. Paul Lawrence is on the lineup coming up, and which I will be announcing later on. And you would not want to miss any of the guests on lineup. And Paul, I just want to thank you for paving the way for us newcomer to the blog.
Well, I tell you, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get your show exactly the way you want to, but I don't think you're going to have that problem because you have a lot of experience at interviewing, at television, and I think that's why your learning curve is very small.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes. And you know, I want to let the listeners know as well that I interviewed you recently, and it was a really dynamic interview. And I learned so much about you and from you. And I'm calling today because I just want to glean even more insight into what you do.
Well, thank you so much. It was such a blessing for me to spend that quality time with you on the show. As a matter of fact, God is so awesome because you and I met on the internet maybe 3-4 years ago.
That's right. I remember it.
I have not met in person, but when I read your newsletter, God said to my spirit, this is a powerful man I need to connect with. And we have been doing emails back and forth. I read your newsletter. And Paul, you have been my life. And I just want to thank you.
I want to thank you, too. And again, it was not happen chance. When two people from different parts of the country come together in the forum that we came through a newsletter, through the written word, we know that comes from a word and a will that's greater than both of us combined.
Exactly, exactly.
We know that that's God's work, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so, so very much, because you have blessed so many lives over the years. You have served time in the service, and you're still imparting in people's lives. So you are a living, walking, real mentor for the world.
Well, I'm just glad to be available, and you know, I'm looking forward to learning more about your story, because I know part of what you're talking about involves the fact that you grew up in Jamaica and that you were on a farm, and then how that you transcended from that experience to where you currently are now, and all the lives you've changed in the process. And I think that's something everybody needs to hear and listen to. And again, that's one of the other reasons why I call in today, so I can learn even more.
Well,
so thank
you, because, you know, I tell people all the time, begin, but it's where you end. Because we are all unique beings, and we have unique stories. And this is important to share our stories. Because my mother died, as I mentioned on your show, Paul, when I was 30. She had deposited in my life way before she died. My mother and my father probably have a separation. They were not academically blessed. However, they had strong values and morals that they passed on to me. And the one thing my mother told me continually was that I was going to become a nurse. So when I was 13, I knew I had to become a nurse. And I was good at that, what I did a couple years ago in Danbury, Connecticut. There was a woman who was doing her thesis at the university. And so when I turned up in her office, she had her videotape and everything all set up for the interview. But she had not explained to me the interview. So I said to her, girl, you are not going to take me like this. I have to put on some good attire so I look pretty. You say it to your classmates, and you're going to have it years to come. So she said, oh, it doesn't matter. I said, yes, it does matter, because I have one chance to make a first impression. So I said, well, what you can do, you can come to my home later on, and I will be professionally dressed for you. And Paul, when I mentioned to the young woman that I grew up walking barefooted, went to school without what she had was for Sunday service, she went in, oh, she couldn't believe it. I said, we grew up in Jamaica, we have what is called outhouse. We didn't have bathroom inside. We did not have electricity. And she said, how you do all the things you do now? And I said to her, I said, Joanne, that was my humble beginning. And I said, I treat each person with respect, because I said, each individual I encounter is a diamond in the rough. And I won't know the treasure they have until I spend time talking to them. So each of us have a story.
That's very true.
Know?
Very true. And I can definitely share that experience. And I was recently, I was mentioned telling you earlier that I was interviewed by Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes, a couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago. And that's one of the things that she looked at. She said, you know, she said, when I looked at your background, she knew that when I grew up, we had an outhouse as well. We were born in poverty.
Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh. And we were born into poverty. I was one of nine children. And she said, when she read my story, she said chills came down her spine. And ironically enough, as she was about to interview me, I had chills going down my spine as well because I thought about it.
God.
And I said, look at how much I've overcome. And only by the grace of God was it possible. And having loving parents and outreach in the community with the relatives and the teachers and you know, the postman, everybody just wanting you to succeed. And I know that happened in your life, in your experience as well. And people
wonder
what...
Yeah, it's the same thing because, you know, everybody encounters or has deposited something of treasure there. And that's the reason why I don't take anything for granted.
That's right, me too.
What I have been blessed with is a blessing and a treasure. And I just thank God for all of it.
Me too.
And we have another call waiting there on the line. But Paul, I just want to thank you so much. And I know that seeing us together on the world stage.
That sounds great. I'm going to get off this call, but I'll still be listening, okay?
All right. Bless Paul.
Okay, you too. Bless you as well. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. All right, caller. Just I'm learning to operate the board here, but until I get up there again, bear with me. I'm a working person to be on the traditional airwaves, but now I'm on the blog and I have to operate everything. So just bear with me. We'll be getting to you. And for those of you who are listening, I encourage you to go into my chat room so you can chat with me in the, and I think I need to hang up this phone before I can get to the other caller. Oh, but I think Paul already, he just blessed me. All right, I am getting it together here. Just bear with me in the meantime. Got it. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So this is the dazzling Daphne Clark Hudson. How are you?
Thanks.
And congratulations.
I am blessed and highly. I am super blessed this morning because I have two of my favorite men call me first this morning. And I just want to thank you for me on the air.
I
want to thank you, Jim, for being an awesome business coach because you are blessed.
Well, I thank you so much. And I'm telling you right now, the airways are truly blessed to have you on. I'm sure
very much, Jim.
I
don't know if there's anything else about me that you ready and would like to ask.
Anything else?
There's
I'd
always
like to
a little
ask.
Secret that a woman doesn't tell, right?
Well, let me tell you something. You know, I put it out this way. If what you have already revealed about yourself, and I know you did this on my radio program at all, if you have more to reveal, then you are just a bottomless pit of blessings because you truly are inspiring.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. And you know, I need to thank Kimberly Grant first of all, because I'm in Connecticut and you are in New York. I from 3 years ago. At one of my colleague event, Kimberly Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I entered your presence, there was such a humility, such a diligence, and such a warmth about you that I said to myself, I get gentlemen more. And the one thing that stood out with me, Jim, when I came over and introduced myself, towards me, because there were so many people surrounding you who wanted your attention, yet you were focused. I just admired that about you. And as I started working with you as my business coach, I said, God, man has a wealth of information.
Look,
so, you know, anyone who is listening, and if you don't have a business coach yet, you need to call Jim up.
Well, that's truly the Lord. Listen, you know, we have to be careful about taking ourselves too seriously. And I know that you know that I don't take myself all that seriously. I take what I do seriously, but I don't take myself all that seriously. And when people find jewels such as yourself, it's very easy to be drawn in and to pay attention to that person. Because I'll tell you this, as a coach, I know that you do an incredible job and that you have nothing but all good intentions for everybody that you work with. And I'm just excited about your coaching practice. I really, really am.
Thank you very much. You know, Jim, isn't it awesome when we follow through on the mission and purpose that God, because it's not about us, but it is about touching the lives of other people.
That's right. I often ask business owners, why are you going into business? And if they tell me to make, you know, I'm going into business to make money, well, you know, that's an obvious. We all have to support ourselves. But if your passion isn't to make a difference in the lives of your clients and your customers, then you really have a wrong motive to get into business in the first place. You know, if your desire, and I run into a lot of business owners that need training and coaching and things like that, but the first thing I want to check, it doesn't matter how much you don't know about business, the first thing I want to check is what is your true desire as it relates to making a difference in people's lives. If you have a strong motivation to do that, I'm willing to teach you anything you need to know about how to run that business properly, because what's going to make you successful isn't all of the brains that you have in your head. It's how you can change lives, and that's what business is about. Changing people's lives. Even if you own a delicatessen, if you own a deli, you might not think that you're life-changing, but you notice how they changed the name from delis to convenience stores. Well, that word convenience means you are being, you're providing a convenience to your customers. You're making their lives easier. So in all walks of life, when you're in business, your job is to make a difference in the lives of your clients and your customers. And to whatever degree you're doing that, that's the degree of success you're going to experience.
Exactly, because it doesn't matter what business we are in. We are in the business of solving problems and changing lives.
Precisely.
Because even though a mother or a father may come to one business, the end result will impact the rest of their family and their extended family. So,
right.
You know, it's I know all of the other coaches out there tell the customers the same thing. I am about sharing the difference, because there are some people who enter the career only about the business, about the money, and they burn out quickly, because the minute they go out there and they approach somebody, they see right there that, and they don't want to help me. And that's where you lose out. But if we concentrate on doing God's work, everything else will fall into place, because He knows that we need to be rightfully compensated for you. It's not our concern to worry about the compensation, because God said, I'm sending you out there to do my work, and I'm going to cover your back. He has our back.
That's absolutely right. You know, I'm blessed in that not only am I a business coach, consultant, and trainer, I'm also an ordained minister. And it's amazing how much of my of ministering goes into training people in business. You know, there are many times when my clients will say, I'm here to see Jim the minister, I'm here to see Reverend Jim, I'm not here to see Coach Jim. And it takes a lot of prayer, and it takes a lot of humility, it takes a lot of faith to really, really build the appropriate business. Motive has everything to do with it. When your motives are right, and when you're willing to sacrifice and give of yourself to make the business will work. And when and like I said before, we're all in business to make money. I mean, it's called business, not hobby. All right? You do a hobby for
that's
no
right.
money. Okay. So you're in business to make money, but that's not the key motivator. You know, I speak to business owners about developing their vision, mission, and corporate culture prior
yes.
to even really developing how you're going to develop your systems. And the reason for that is when your vision is clear, that's your destination, where you want to be in 5 or 10 years. And it's not where you want to be financially. It's where you want to be in life, both personally and professionally, because as a business owner, you really would like to be able to have more time with your family. You would like to be able to do things that are going to move you forward. You begin to develop your exit strategy. I have an exit strategy. My exit strategy is within the next 5 to 6 years to finish what I'm doing here and go back into full-time ministry. I'm not planning on doing this the rest of my life. All right, so that's my goal. So that's my vision. That's my destination. Now when I start working on my mission statement, my mission statement is, how am I going to accomplish that? What am I going to put into the business? Who am I going to reach out to? How am I going to enter into the marketplace? How am I going to treat my clientele? That's all formulated into my mission statement. And my mission statement then becomes the vehicle that's going to get me to my destination. Recognizing all of that, I'm looking at this wonderful vehicle that has to take me to this particular destination. I now begin to develop my corporate culture. And in developing my corporate culture, what I'm doing is I'm actually formulating the fuel that's going to go into that vehicle to get me to my destination. So it helps me to select the people that I need within my company according to my morals, according to my standards. It helps me to select the right people that are going to be able to do the right job to get me where I need to go. So it all boils down to motivation.
Exactly. And, you know, once we follow through on the plan that God has designed for us, He has what I categorize as magic. He has those people all over the world. And so long as you have the action plan that and you decide that you want to follow through, He has a way of connecting us together. It doesn't matter where the person is, and God knows that this is the other piece of the puzzle. He has a way of bringing us together. Our task is only to follow through on the plan that He has for us. Don't focus on and compete with the Joneses and all the other people, because you are designed for a purpose.
Precisely.
Only you can complete that task. So anyone who is listening and you're bothering about the person in the next cubicle, or the dog or the cat, they are not your competition. Your competition is supposed to be your lack. We can only compete ourselves. because each person is operating in their true calling and purpose. So we are on our own job description.
You know, and you're spot on, because we tend to get caught up with this rat race that we're living in, and as times become harder, we tend to begin battling with the circumstance. And you know, I preached a sermon the other night, and I spoke to the point that, you know, there's a good possibility that God wants you in this circumstance, and it's not so much about the circumstance having to change, it's about you having to change.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
And when we
Coach Jim, I am so excited that we get to spend this time. Now, in the upcoming weeks, you're going to be on the show sharing your story and your expertise with everyone.
I am really, really looking forward to it. It's marked on my calendar. I'm primed and ready to go. Now I have to prepare to go and change lives, and as I do that, I know that your show is going to do that.
Thank you so very much, and you have a blessed day, Jim.
You too now, Daphne. God bless.
Okay, but thank you. Bye. That was Coach Jim Nemley from Hempstead, Long Island, New York City. Okay, and for those callers who are listening in, remember, today's show is devoted to all of you. You have the opportunity to call up any question about my journey that you would like, and the number to call is 1-646. Now, 8166. Again, the number is 1-646-915-8166. And in the meantime, I want to just give you the awesome lineup that's coming in the following in the weeks ahead. And on April the 1st at 10. This is Loris Presley, and she's the ultimate motivator. You don't want to miss Dolores. She is from Canterbury, and she's an awesome woman of God and a dynamic mover and shaker. And at 11 o'clock, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, who hailed from East St. Louis, Missouri, and he is from the Life. You wait until you hear what Dr. G have for you. Then on the third, at the beginning of the show, you heard Paul Lawrence Van and I speaking on the phone. And Paul is going to be on at 10 o'clock of April. Then at 11 o'clock on April the 3rd, we are going to have Coach D. Dee Andrews, and I think he's going to be speaking about purpose. And you just heard me hang up from Coach Jim Nemley. And it's going to be on at 10 o'clock on April the 8th. Then, it's amazing because I'm having two gyms. It's at 11 o'clock on April the 8th, I'm having Dr. Arvin Stephan, and he's from right here, one of the local people right here in Brookfield, Connecticut. April the 10th at 10 o'clock, I'm having Miss Talia Stovall, who is a colleague of mine from out in Talia will be speaking on relationships, okay? She will be the only guest on that day. April the 14th at 10 o'clock, I'm having the international speaker, Mr. James Ames, the 3rd, and he comes out of Florida. And at 11 o'clock on the 14th, I'm having another awesome brother, Franklin, and he is the CEO and president of One Eye Mall, and Brother Brian will be speaking to you economics. Then on the 15th at 10 o'clock, we have Dr. George Fraser of networking, and he's the CEO and founder of FraserNet, and those who have been friends, you know George very well. And at 11 o'clock on the 15th of April, I'm having Miss Marsha Petitsu, and Marsha will be speaking about toxic people. And Marsha out of Scottsdale, Arizona. So, hey, would you say I have a powerful lineup for you? Remember the number to call me. Is 1-646-915-8166. You are listening to the new radio show and the dynamic Daphne Queen of the Empowered Soul. Today is my first day on the blog radio show, and I thank God for all my listeners. I want to hear from you. I'm going in the chat room to see whether or not I have anything there, and I'm flipping back. For those of you who know me very well, you kind of know my technical skills, so bear with me. I'm a work in progress, and I promise you that I will get it together, or who knows, maybe I'll get somebody who will magnetic aspects of the show. But I am very excited about the show. And you know, 18 months ago I started a traditional radio gospel station, and that has been going well. And then I learned about the blog that too, because I realized that I can touch more lives on the break. So I thank God for putting me in contact with the blog system, and hopefully we'll be touching us globally. So wherever you are in the world, you know, listening, let me know if the show has done anything. Or, you know, as the weeks come up, we will have the website where you can check on. And of course, those of you who are blogger, you know, you can get the shows on demand and everything. I'm having a slight the online picking up this morning, so just bear with me as we go ahead. We will get it together, and thank you for. We will be working on that. And for those of you who are, you can also catch the A New Day cable TV show in Danbury. We're on Mondays at 7 p.m. and on Thursdays at 11 on Comcast Channel 23, and on the Charter Era, Channel 21. We are on Saturdays at 7 p.m. and on Thursdays at noon. On View, on up in the Bridgeport area, we are on Saturdays at 12 p.m. Out in St. Louis, Missouri, KDHX-TV, we are on Saturdays. Meetings on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. And if I did not call your city or your town, it's that you need to get us there. So I am all about serving and adding value. And that's the reason why I am here on the radio and on the TV. I am different. Those of you who heard my story, you know I had humble beginnings, but God is so gracious to me. He has blessed me. He put people in my life that help me. And I just pray that if it's even one thing that I may say on these airwaves, that it will bless the life of someone you know. So please, whatever you hear me discuss here on the radio, pass it on to your neighbor. Write it down, or you call them and let them know to get on the blog radio and listen, because these are challenging times, and people have a lot of things they are going through. And we all need to be our brother's keeper. You know, gone are the days when we operate as lone rangers, because we can't operate as lone rangers. We need to support. You know, this morning prior to coming on the air, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and I was saying a certain ethnic group collaborate beautifully on projects, but then there are others who have mine, and I don't want to share it. And we need to just forget about operating that way. And, you know, pull our resources, you know, take care of each other. I remember growing up in Jamaica, and when my father would butcher a pig, give it to the neighbors. If they butcher a cow, they would give meat, and they would share like that in the district. And then they would come and buy an animal, and they would butcher. They would not sell the entire meat to the butcher, a certain amount of meat that the butcher would give to the family, and they keep that, and they would share. So I learned not because I watched the way my father and my grandfather and other people in my district operate. I met my grandfather Edmund. He had 1.5 arms because he had an accident when he was a child where he lost below his wrist, a little higher, almost up to the elbow, in an iron cane mill. And then he grew up with just one arm on the stump. And my grandfather, Edmund, he would walk the entire district, and he sold goat meat to everyone in the district. He would put the scale on the stump of the amputated arm, and he would use the other one arm to cut meat with me, wrap it, and then when he was finished, he would sling with the one arm. He would put that tray on his head and carry on. So I grew up realizing that nothing is impossible. All things are possible. So regardless of what your struggles are, or whatever hindrance you're thinking that you are, know that you can overcome. Yes, I think I have a call. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jim Steffen. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Jim. How are you?
I didn't know I was on the air. How am I?
You're on the air, but I was talking and I wasn't looking on my switchboard.
I didn't realize that I pressed the button to get on the air. So I've just joined you, so I'm really not ready for a question. I've just joined you. I had breakfast with the priest this morning, and one of the emphases was that I asked them the question, what is special about evangelistic? And they said a personal relationship with Jesus. So I don't know if that's where you're at, but all things are possible, and I would certainly agree with you. But like I said, I just called in and didn't realize that I had hit the button to be on the air. So thank you very much, and I'm going to kind of sit back and listen for a bit.
Okay, so Jim, I just want to let the listeners know the new person that I met a week ago. As a matter of fact, one of my other friends, and we had an initial meeting, I think a little over maybe 10 days ago, and we spoke and realized that we can add value to what each other is doing. And this is what we were speaking about earlier on this morning, through and what our purpose and our calling is. And, you know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher. And, you know, it's the same thing when we are on a mission. When we are ready and following through and for us, people that need to work with us, he will bring in touch with us. And I am just glad to be in your presence. And as I mentioned to the listeners a few minutes ago, that you will be on the 8th of April at 11 o'clock. And they don't miss you, because you have a lot of powerful information that you're going to be giving them. So I don't know if you have any one thing you want to ask me.
Well, that is certainly true. We will share with them the 10 time mastery secrets that many people can do, but few people do, and it can actually change your life. And the emphasis on purpose, or the emphasis on mission, certainly is something that I find very intriguing. Maybe you could say just a kind of a summary word about empowering yourself, because one of the things that I found is that empowering yourself has a lot to do with the questions you ask, and the value of our action really relates to the values that we seek in life. So that maybe is a question that you might talk about.
Yes, yes. And, you know, your program and everything that you run there, it's fascinating. You know, but there's a well-kept secret here, because although I've lived in this area for a number of years, I never heard of you hiding. But I'm so happy that God has removed that hidden coat that you have, that you sheltered away from me. So now that I know you, everybody's going to know about you.
Well, thank you very much, Daphne. You know, for some reason...
What did you say, Jim?
I said, for some reason, you're breaking up, and so I'll get about 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we'll skip the 5, and then I'll go 6, 7, 8, 9, and we'll skip the 10. For some reason, you're about every fifth word is getting lost.
Yeah, I don't know what's my phone. I guess my phone is yesterday I spent time with them because I had a special phone system for this. And it is still giving the problem. So I think we'll have to get a new phone. So I'm just praying that we'll be able to finish without losing all the calls. So just pray for my phone, all you prayer warriors out there. Pray for my phone so that it stops. We just have to do our best that we can, but by the next time we get back on the air, we should have this problem anymore. So just bear with me, please, listeners, and we'll just have to do our best with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, anything else you want to tell
No, not at this time. I'm just taking time away from another meeting that I'm supposed to be in, and so
okay.
I need to get back to that other meeting. But I did want to come on and say hello and congratulate you and wish you the very best with your regular programs that you plan to do, because there's look like there's a lot of good things there that a lot of people can use. So.
Thank you so very much, and I look. Thank you. You're talking to Coach Jim Stephan from you were listening to Coach R. James Stephan, and he is from Brookfield, Connecticut, and you will be hearing him on the 8th of April at 11 a.m. So, yes, I understand that. My phone is dropping, so please just bear with me. On by the time I'm here, we should have a new phone. So by the time we get back on, so again, the number to call us is 1-646-91. 1-666. You are listening to the Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, on the A New Day of Radio. I just am so excited about here this morning, and I'm looking forward to hear from you, my listeners. I'm so excited learning a new task here, because I have to remember to tune, and I have to remember to listen for the phone. So, oh, you all pray for me here. I'm a work in progress, but I think I'm doing good so far. Going into the chat room to see if there's anybody there who wants to chat with me, and then if you're on the phone, you got me. Really don't know how to have both of the screens open at the same time, so just bear with me. All you savvy people out there, you will help me to get it together. So, again, I'm excited for the launch party today of the A New Day blog radio show. And we are about changing our world by transforming one life at a time. You know that each are created for a purpose, and we just need to know what our calling and what our purpose. Don't worry about what the next person is doing. Just focus on what it is that you are supposed to be doing. And if you do that, then we will all have accomplished our goal, because we are also special, and we do not need to be competing with anybody else. We just need to concentrate on the work that God has for us. Okay. All right. D.A. Williams. I had that problem for the last 2 years. Thank you, D.A. Williams. And we have, thank you, D.L. Greeting. How are you? Thank you. So, all right. So, thank you for the affirmation that you've been having. We will get it together, because we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. And, DA, where are you listening from? So, if you just me, I recognize you from your town. So just let me know that where you are. And as I said before, I'm a work in progress, and I'm still on the chat. So DA, if you have a question for me, ask me. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Dayton, Ohio. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I took Cleveland, Ohio for the Power Networking Conference. I have a, what's her name now? Miss Binda Reed, she used to be a colleague of mine from the National African American Speakers Association. Once a coach, always a coach. Thank you, Coach Jim, and now I got it together. Now I know what I need to do. So I've done that, and then, oh, I just got it down together now. So thank you so much. Letting me know that. I tell you something, teamwork, let the dream work. So it is just amazing what we have done. So again, the number to call me is 1-800 to call if you are looking to speak to me, and if you want to just type your question in the hi Dolores, this is Dub, the Born Successful to Help Inspired Motivational and Others. Okay. All right, now I don't know what I did, but I will get it back together here. So, again, you are listening to the day on the A New Day Blog Talk Radio. And today is a day where I devoted to have you ask me whatever questions you want. This is funny, I have to tell you all this, not that you all need to know, but I still want to let you know that I have 20 words open here. So let me just get rid of some of them, and I want to see whether or not that's on the telephone. So if you're there, would you please just bear with me? Remember, I'm a work press. So I need to go back to my switchboard and to see if I have any calls. So again, the number is 216-1646-8166. And I have blundered up my board here. I'm not sure what I did. So, anybody who is local and listening, help me when I'm doing this so you can control my board. I would definitely, definitely appreciate it. So, listening to Dynamic Daphne on the A New Day Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not sure what I did here, but my entire screen is, so I don't see have anybody on the phone. So if you bear with me, so if you're in the chat room, okay, all right. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are the best. I thank you for helping me to get this. This is Dynamic Daphne. This is our first day on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'd have you interview me, ask me questions. So you're turning in microphone on and tell me anything that you want to ask me about sitting here I am today, because I know we all have unique stories, and each story can help somebody else. And I'm praying that my story will help someday. So I am just so thankful that I have this opportunity. And I, in Jamaica, is on the line, because I see you on one other window, but I don't know whether you are. But if you are, just bear with me. Again, the number to call is 1-6-6-9-1-5-8-1-6-6. So, again, you're on with Nick Daphne Clark Hudson, the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And I'm just excited about the opportunity today that I am able to come to you and take my humble beginnings. It is just an amazing opportunity, because as I have heard other people's stories over the years, it has blessed and touched my life and encouraged me to you. Because a lot of times in life, when we encounter obstacles, we somehow think that we are the only one that is going through it. But until we begin to speak with other people, we realize that there are so many other people who have been going through situations. And then you look and you say, oh, my story is not half as challenging as theirs. And you say, well, let me just sit back and stop complaining. So you are not alone. Just know that whatever obstacles that you are through is preparation and molding times for the bigger picture. Because even in tests in life, we can't have any testimony. And a lot of times I speak with individuals, and they want to have all the testimony, but they don't want to have any test. So if you don't have any test, how are we going to have testimony? Because that's where it comes from. And, you know, sometimes when I'm going through the testing time and the molding time, I'm being placed between two metal or unplaced plates, because it is pressed hard. And I always remember that, you know, whatever doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And that I hold on to a lot of times, knowing that, God, you are putting me through this for a reason. You're putting me through this for a reason. And I am always obedient to the call on my life. And again, the number is 1-646-958-1-6-6. And again, while I work on sorting, I want to just give you again the lineup for the guests in the coming week. And on the 10th, I mean April the 1st at 10 a.m., we have Mrs. Delores. And then at 11 o'clock, we have Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Then on the 3rd of April at 10 o'clock, we have Mr. Paul Lawrence Van. At 11 a.m. on April the 3rd, we'll have KRD. Then on April the 8th at 10 a.m., we'll have Coach Jim Lee. Then at 11 a.m., we'll have Dr. R. James Stephan right here in Brookfield, Connecticut. And on the 10th of April at 10 a.m., I'll have my guest will be Lea Stovall from T. Grace out in Chicago, and she will be speaking on relationships. For those who have been kissing the wrong person, the you know, the frogs and all of that, you'll want to listen what them tell you. All the things that you need to do before you say I do. And on the 14th at 10, international speaker, Mr. James Amps III out of Florida. And on the 14th of April, we have a powerful gentleman from L.A., Mr. Brian Franklin, and from One Eye Mall, and Brian will be speaking on corporate economics, cooperative economics. And on the 15th of April, we have Dr. George Frazier, the power networking guru out of Cleveland, Ohio. And George will be speaking about networking relationships and his new book, Click, and also about networking. You need to be there to be here at 11 o'clock on April the 15th. We will have Marsha Pitt. Marsha is out of Scottsdale, Arizona, not Phoenix, Arizona. And Marsha will be speaking about sick people. And, you know, all of us have those people in our lives. So we need to Marsha how to get rid of those toxic people. Well, we have another 58 minutes remaining. We get off the air at 12 Eastern Time. And I am having a challenge with my board. And I don't know what I did or did not do. And I have everything in order. So I think I need to get this. I'll just continue explaining a little more about what I do. Until I can see if my phone have, if I have any calls on my phone with somebody in the chat room. Right now, my screen is black and I don't know what I need to do. That's why I choose to be a speaker and not a techie. But we can all learn. There is always room for improvement. But people don't. I was born and raised on the Sun Island from a little country, Town. And if there's anybody listening and know where the town is that little town right there above Everland, St. Elizabeth, right where we have the two sisters pond, and it rained. Summertime, the two sometime where we have found when it rains a lot and both ponds are joined at the wall, then we have a bush for maybe 8 months out of the year where covered with water and all of that. So, those of you who You know what I am talking about there. And I was an only child for my father. And I grew up on a little farm. My father raised animals, they found provision, and my mother used to go to the farmer's market to sell the produce. But they implanted that I was going to become something. My mother implanted in me that I was going to be a nurse. Graduated school, I did not go to traditional high school. I took the first, second, and third Jamaica local exam, and then I pursued nursing as she had told me that becoming a nurse was really not my goal. But my mother died when I was 13, and she said that is what I thought I had to do. And I became a nurse, and, you know, if I made two, I was a good nurse. I did all the things that good nurses did, but I call it with a twist, because I always want to talk to people about their lives, what brought them, and what I could do to make a difference in their life. And I did community health. I left the bedside nursing after I graduated. I worked on the surgical wards, the emergency, the maternity ward, the children ward, and then I wanted a challenge. So then I went to the public health nursing school for a while I was in public health working in Jamaica Community Health, and I enjoyed that. And after a while at the community health, public health, I had to go to the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission. And I took that position, and I worked there as a coordinator. Sometimes I would go to different parishes. Most of the times I concentrated on the district. I worked that until I came to USA. I came to the USA in 1985. And when while I was studying in New York to pursue my nursing exam to get my state, I met a woman at the train station, and that woman was a Mary Kay consultant, and she explained to me about what it meant to be a Mary Kay consultant. And the out that was amazing to me was the fact that I could get a free car. And at that time, I was taking the train with my luggage puller. Everywhere I go, I would have everything on that attention to me about getting the free car. So I went with her. Amazing. I remember we went out to Westbury, Long Island, to the meeting. I was excited that I could win a new car. And then I asked the director how we could do the new to me. I asked her whether or not anyone unit had won the car before. And she that I would be the first person in her unit to win the car, and I just wanted to find out. So she explained to me what I needed, and I got excited, fought through the car. And then, after I won the car, I became her first offspring, Mary Kay. I did Mary Kay for a while, drove the pink car, excited about it, started going to career conferences, started going to national conferences in Dallas, Texas. Stay home, that she had, went there, had tea, in her bed, sitting there, through her pocket. And although she was such a rich lady, she was never, you know, she said, look in my closet, look on all the shoes, because one day you can have all of real. And she was just so personable with all of us. She said, because whatever I have, all yours as well. And I remember that. If I ever reach the statue that Mary Kay Ash has, I will. This she said to me that we can look in her closet, sit on her bed, you know, come to their homes, and you can't sit on the furniture because it's all covered up with up. And I remember going to Mary Kay Ash's home, and Mary Kay Ash is a multi-millionaire. Then come sit on the bed, girls, and talk to me what it is like for you. And she wanted to hear from us what was like is and what can do to help. And she just let us know that everything was in reach. And I kept growing. I moved from that in the business sales, there is no business. And for different articles with different members on different houses being threatened by producing. And I had to relinquish my unit. And then I was BBQ Creation. For those of you who are in New York City, you remember that where we peddle the perfume on the streets, right? You go out with the perfume, the different knockoff perfume. The perfume was manufactured in Atlanta, Georgia, BBQ Creation. And the goal for that company was that you will was yours to start your distribution, and that's the reason why I came to Connecticut to perfume business. So it's surprised when I came here that I was being trained with. They did not have that money for me to start. My time was a gentleman from Nigeria by the name of Neville. We were going to open a distribution center. And we came here and there was no money. At the time, my son, Javonte, was 9 years old. And I came here. I left my son out in Long Island. All my furniture was packed up in storage. We promised that they would pay for our move to wherever in America we want to go to. I'm excited about that because I know I was a good salesperson and I could sell ice to the Eskimo. So I figure they sent me. So when I came to Connecticut, first we were going to go to Bridgeport. And I said to Neville, I understand that there's a lot of black people in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I said, oh, black people flight over to Bridgeport. But then another gentleman who was a retired bank manager, he opened in Bridgeport before we, Neville and I, end up taking Danbury. And we came here, but there was no money for us for business. So we end up that business folding. My furniture was in Portu Hall in Hempstead for many months. I came here. Neville and I, we knew nothing about writing grants, but we were looking for a way to get some money to start the business because we did not want to not have a business. So Neville said, you know, he was not going to go through that. He went back out to Long Island to be with his family, and I'm not moving again. So I went down to Uniondale. Got my child, left my child for Poughkeepsie, New York with another friend, while I'm still trying to figure out how to come up with my business. And while I was doing that, I only had $252. Of course, the storage money was piling up until they wrote and said that they were going to sell in order to clear up the storage bill. So at the time, I was living because I became homeless, and I was in a shelter. By then, I got my from Poughkeepsie, and I was living there for children. I could be sick, so I got, and we were there for 6 weeks. So while I left there, got to tell that they were going to sell as the work, the caseworker in the office, to let me use the phone. She allowed me to use the phone, and I found and came up with enough money to pay the bill that was owing to you. And rent a 20, I think it was 21-foot, U-Haul truck, the biggest one, locked with my furniture, and both Danbury, Connecticut. And I remember parking the truck in Danbury because it was that parade they have in May. I think, I don't know if it's Veterans Day, I forget what parade. But that truck is parked out there because by the time I drove to Connecticut and got to U-Haul, the U-Haul was the next day was a holiday, so they weren't open. And then when they were open, I had to place that I had been. I didn't know anything about Waterbury and where Waterbury was. But and the plan, because I had rented that larger truck, I got 3 months of free storage that God would help me to find a place during that time. Well, he didn't find a place for me. He allowed my son Javonte and I to get approved for the transitional housing in Rocky Glen Road, Amos House, it's called, in Danbury. And we stayed there for 6 months. It started, but we stayed there for 6 months. And then I was asked somebody whom I had knew that there was a gentleman who lived in Florida, and he was looking for some look after his mother in Danbury in lieu for an apartment. So we got that apartment. I said to the lady, I would do her groceries, I would cook for her, I would drive her to doctor's appointment, and just a little time. So I did that, and while I was doing that in the day, I found a job working at nights to physically challenged adults. And I worked that job at the group home. I saved my money. I put up wasn't any rent. And I said to Givonte, this is money for us to rent an apartment when we leave a home. And save the money up, and then we got a home. We paid down, and while I was on the night job, that was when I began working for Danbury Children First United Way Agency. For those of you who are listening, and you know my son born diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and at the time when I got that position at Danbury Children First, I was sad because I needed help in advocating for my child's special board of education. And that job was, it had my name on it. I got the job and worked there from 1996 to 1999. In that position, I founded the PF Day, and a program that is still going today that it pulls get a bit of what Danbury is about. And, you know, I'm sharing all of this to let you know that nothing, absolutely nothing in this world is out of your reach. Everything is possible. Each obstacle that I encounter, I know a lot of times I'm on radio shows or I'm being interviewed by journalists, and they oftentimes ask me, if I had my life to live over, what would I do differently? Honestly, I would not do anything differently, because everything that I have encountered in life is what has made me. And I am just so excited about where God has brought me from. And I'm excited about where He will be taking me, because I know where He's taking me better than where He has brought me to already. And I can't wait to see all the thing up for me. So, you know, what is your story? We all have stories. Each one have stories. What is your story? You know, chart your story. You choose somebody. Don't hide your story, because no one in this life is perfect. Work in progress. And we all have room for improvement. So whatever your story, part of my story, as the weeks ahead we go, I'm going to be learning much more about what my story is. And I'm just so thankful have blessed me to listen to my story this morning, as I told you that there is something that I have said there that has blessed you this morning and can make a difference in your life. And you know, I'm still having a challenge with the board this morning for that, and I know that the next time I get on the air, and for was a question for me in the chat room this morning, and because the board here is giving me a challenge, at Daphne@ClarkHudson.com. It's Daphne@ClarkHudson.com or DynamicDaphne@AOL.com, and I will be sure to, again, I'm still here clicking on the thing, and I know maybe somebody type what it is I need to do to resolve, still not getting it, so I'm still trying as I speak here, just to sample to go, because if I did not like talking, then my goose would be cooked this morning. So I'm excited. Again, I want to go over the list, the lineup for you. April 1st at 10 o'clock, we have Miss Dilly, deemed the ultimate motivator, out of Canton, Ohio. And I tell you something, she's world. Then after that, I have my good friend, mentor, and colleague, Dr. G, out of East Central. He has the Life Organization, and you can check his website out. In the meantime, on successcities.com, and you'll see what the brother is about. And then earlier on, you it's Lawrence Van, and he's out of the Washington, D.C. area. And Paul will be on. I think he's going to talk about all those the wonderful things that the brother has. Then we're going to have at 11 o'clock on April. Paul is on. Then on April the 3rd at 11, we have Darrell Coach D. Andrews. I think Coach Andrews is. I met him at the Fraser and Power Networking Conference. We were on a panel together. And on the 8th at 10 a.m., we have Coach Jim Nemley, Hempstead, Long Island, New York. You heard him on the air this morning. Another powerful gentleman. He's awesome. So many hats that he wear, and he wears them all very well. April the 8th at 11, we have Coach Jim. So I'm having two gyms on that day. And that Coach Jim is he has another unique program that he's going to be talking about. On the 10th, at 10, we are having just one show, 1 hour that day, and that's going to be with Miss from T. Grace in Chicago. And on the 14th at 10 o'clock, we have international speaker, Mr. James Amps III. He'll be coming to you from Florida. At 11 o'clock on April the 14th, we are having Mr. Brian Franklin from One Eye Mall. I am talking about cooperative economics. He's a powerful gentleman. So you don't want to miss one. Then on the 15th at 10 o'clock, we are having Dr. George Fraser from the FraserNet Organization. Our networking guru. George will be speaking on networking. I'm sure his newest book, Click. For those of you who are familiar with George, you know he has his first book. And after George, on the 15th, April the 15th, I have Marsha Peter Sue. Marsha is out of Arizona. I think it's Scottsdale or Arizona, and Marsha will be speaking about toxic people. So that's the lineup. We have you next 11 episodes coming up, and I tell you something, this list is a powerful power. And I tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait until you hear who we have coming up for the episodes that is to come. So, again, I apologize that I'm able to get on here. I don't know what I did or did not do. So, send an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com and just question that you have. If it's a question that you want me to put time when I'm on April 1st, I will do that. And if I will answer in the meantime, but I wish to share it so other people will hear what the question was. So I am here and working on getting my screen back up here. So bear with me, and I don't know what I did or didn't do, but as I am a work in progress, and I pray it gets back up before our time, 12 noon. But if it doesn't, I know you love me, and I know you forgive me for all the learning. And I'm just so excited about being here. But you know, technology is not all to manage these things. And I'm one of those people. I have my strengths that I need to work on. And technology is not one of my strengths, but I have room for it. Lots of people out there who will help me to get it together by the next time. Out of the 22 windows I had open, I'm down to one, but I still cannot get the one up and running. So excited about being here this morning with you, and I am able to get into the chat room with all of you, and even on the phone I can't even see you right there, but think that you got something out of this show, and that the weeks ahead you will share with others about supporting me. And I want to read this morning again. You can tell that I love poetry. This one is from Susan Puck. You deserve the best. A person will get only what he wants. Choose your goals carefully. Know what you like and what you do critical about what you can do well and what you cannot do well. Share a lifestyle that interests you and work hard to make it a success. Relationship that is worthy of everything you are physically and that, excuse me, enter a relationship that is worthy of everything physically and mentally. Be honest with people. Help them. If But don't depend on anyone to make life easy or happy for you. You can do that for yourself. Strive to achieve all that you like. Fight in everything you do. Love with your entire being. Make a triumph of your life. Now, I wanted to share this with you because life is about value. And if you're in a situation that is not adding value for you, you need to reassess and evaluate the situation. You know, I know a lot of people are me, and that's not supposed to be our focus. Our focus is supposed to be what, how can I serve? How can I add value? Because we are making a difference. You remember in the opening of the show, I was speaking with Coach Jim Nemlin. Trend of what we were talking about. We are about adding value and solving problems. So I go into business with the wrong approach. And we need to know that we can in people's lives. So know what you're about. Understand the reason why we're into that relationship. Know that reason. Don't exactly look for what's in it for. What's in it for the next person? What are you giving to the next person? And once you do that, you will be about adding value to another person's lives. Because when you take and you try, when you take the focus off of you and you concentrate on helping others, you have a rewarding and fulfilling life. You know, it's not about, it is about the next person. You know, be personable, be loving, be understanding. Always. You never know the person you encounter. You might be the only Bible that person reads every day. Let the lesson that they are reading be a memorable one. You know, love the person. Not what the person is going through. And make sure that you are adding value to the next person. Once again, run through the list and lineup of the guests that we have. April 1st, we have Mrs. Delores Presley, the ultimate motivator. On the 1st of April at 8 a.m., we again have Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. And on the 3rd, at 10 a.m., we have Mr. Paul Lawrence Van from the Washington. On the 3rd of April, again at 11 a.m., we have Darrell Coach D. Andrews in Philadelphia. Then on the 8th at 10 a.m., we have Coach Jim Nemley out. On the 8th at 11 a.m., we have Dr. R. James Stephan, Coach Jim from right here. On the 10th, we have, we're only going to have one show on that day, 10 a.m. The show will be with Miss Talia Stovall from T-Grace out in Chicago. Have on the 14th of April, we have Mr. James out of Florida. And on the 14th at 11 a.m., we have Mr. Brian Frank all in L.A. Brian will be speaking on cooperative and economics. And on the 15th at 10 a.m., we have Dr. George Fraser, the networking guru. And George will be speaking on that pertain to networking, and he'll also be discussing his newest book, Click. The book out online in the meantime, and after George, on the 15th at 11 a.m., Marsha Petersue, and Marsha is out of Arizona. I think she's either from and Marsha will be speaking on toxic people. You know, if we all look deep enough in all the relationships we have, and even some of our family, we can find a couple of toxic people. So Marsha will help us to deal with that. So you know. To tune in to all of these episodes. And as I said before, I was able to manage the technology here better this morning, but I wasn't. And I just on April the 1st. So in the meantime, I want you to share the word with everybody. The blog address is www.blogtalkradio.com. Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, hyphen C-L-A-R-K-E, hyphen Hudson. Of the Empowered Soul, I thank you for your support this morning. I apologize for all those that retrieve, and for all the people in the chat room that I can get to. I perfect my craft until 10 o'clock on April the 1st. So you, I will work on that so I won't have this happening again. And I am just so excited. This new blessing that God has bestowed on me. And remember that I am asking and I'm requesting those of you who are not yet watching us on TV in your town, the show is Your Guide to Personal Empowerment. If you are not watching it there, email me and I will take to have me in your town. I would love to be there in your town. The focus is again empowerment and personal development, and I am just so excited about to be in your town. So please email me dynamicdaphne@aol.com. Or Denny at Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, clarkhudson.com, because I'd like to be in your city. So call me and email me and let me know how you can get the show up and running there. So, again, you are listening to the A New Day blog, talk, show, Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul. I am excited that you stopped by this morning and so happy that we were able to spend time this morning here to. I look forward to having your support in the coming weeks ahead. And for me to expand and develop my technical skills, help me, please. Don't leave me out there. Just work with me so that I can perfect my craft. I am about this new venue that I can use to develop myself. Information with your friends and other colleagues, and let them know each week so that they can hear the blessings that we have to deposit in their lives, different speakers that we have lined up for the weeks that are coming over to them. Maybe 46 minutes remaining here. And unfortunately, I still can't get. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I did, but we'll have to get something for the 1st of April. So I once again want to just share coming list, and it is April the 1st at 10 o'clock, Mrs. Delores Presley. First at 11 a.m., Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. April the 3rd, 10 a.m., Mr. Paul Lawrence. At 11 a.m., Darrell Coach D. Andrews. April the 8th at 10 a.m., April the 8th at 11 a.m., Dr. R. James Stephens. 10 to 11, Miss Talia G. Stovall. And April the 14th at Dr. James Ams, International Speaker. And on the April at 11 a.m., Mr. Brian Franklin from oneimall.com. We have on the 15th at 10 a.m., we have Dr. George Frazier, the network of Success Runs in Our Race and Click. And also at 11 a.m. on the 15th, we have Mrs. Marsha Petersu, and Marsha will be speaking about toxic. We all have some of those people in our lives. I am excited about this new project. I ask for your prayers. I ask for your support. I ask you to write the number down so that you can share with your friends. They can call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And that's the number that call me on each week. Remember, you are listening to Dynamic Daphne the Queen. Inward soul. And the other thing I want to point out to you is that I want you to always remember, not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence. We all have the power to do all the great things that we want to do. I know right now, as we look around the country, around the world, there seems to be a lot of turmoil going on. But I to keep focus. Know who our source is. Who and whom is our source? Where does my supply comes from? Who has my resources? And when we do that, we no longer will be pointing fingers. We no longer will be passing. We understand that our supplies come from God and that God has all the resource for us, so that there is no lack. And we just need to stay attached, stay connected with the source, and know what we are about. Stay obedient. Stay a person that always adds value to whatever situation. And then we'll know that we don't have to blame the government. We don't have to blame the bosses and supervisors. And if you have people listening that you have been laid off from your job, what I want you to do, I want you to get a sheet. I want you to draw a line down the middle. On one side, I would want you to list all your talents and skills and strengths that you know you possess. On the other side, I want you to list things that people tell you that you are good at. All the things people say you're good at doing. They say you make the best. Say you hold good conversation. They say you have attention to detail. I apologize. My system was cut me out, so I apologize for that. Is a lot done with this for the next time. I do apologize, but I was telling you instructions to do the other side. I wanted to list all the things that you know you have, and on the other side, I wanted to list all the strengths that somebody else. And if you're one of those people who has been laid off from your job, I'm praying that that list that you up will help you to point you into a direction that you can possibly start something new for yourself. So I take a paper and just add on it one side the strengths you know you have, and on the evidence that other people tell you you have. And again, this is Dynamic Daphne, Queen of the Empower, stopping by. God bless. Remember, you do not have to settle for mediocrity because you have the ability to create excellence. Stay blessed, and at the 1st of April at 10 a.m.